when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I sure noticed. It's time for another edition of Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week? Yeah, spinning the old-time records here like we do every week. I guess they're really old-time records. I'd be spinning them on a Victrola. But then I'd have to get paid more because I'd be tired out from cranking up the record player, you know what I mean? Anyway, welcome to another week of great old-time music. We'll see what we can find here in the stacks for you. I'm a little upset with myself. Let me tell you that right from the start this week. I had gone into the storage, and I had found a whole pile of polka records that had been stored away for a long, 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 long time. And I haven't been in the storage digging through the records in quite some time. It's been months and months, and I was like, oh, look at all these records I forgot about. They were, of course, mixed in with records that weren't old-time records, naturally. So that means I didn't know where they were because they were in weird places. But anyway, and I found, I don't know, maybe a 6-inch, 8-inch stack of records. A lot of bands in there, never even been in the studio before. The Check Lights were in there, as a matter of fact. I remember that. A couple of Don Peachy albums I don't remember ever having before, too. And I was carrying them under my arm, like a good disc jockey would do. And I don't remember exactly where I was going. I think I was walking into the house, actually. And as I was walking in, somebody said, hey, bring me the something, or give me some help with this, or do something with this, or something. And I said, just a minute, let me set down these polka records. And I thought, how many people have ever said that sentence? I thought that to myself. And then I went and helped whoever do whatever it is they were doing. And that is my last recollection of these records. Did I come back and pick them up and take them somewhere? Did I leave them someplace weird? Are they lurking somewhere yet to be discovered another 27 years from now? I do not know. I did not bring them to the studio. I did not leave them in the kitchen. They are not by the back door. They are not in the garage. They are not next to the car. They are somewhere weird. Darn it, I'm going to find them, but I'm not going to find them in time for this show. So that's the way it goes. Let's get things rolling. Not only that, I'm going to start the show with a waltz. What the heck? But it is Eddie Blatnick and his polka pals, and I stopped for a beer.
I know why I'm feeling so gay. It happened to me on payday. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. My wife's as mad as could be. She asked what happened to me. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. Please listen to me. If you're looking for real company, don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year. Don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year.
You better believe it.
Thank you. man, it's nice to be home.
There you go. Eddie Blodnick and his polka pals there getting us rolling here on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. What's going to happen here? Don't know. As we discussed earlier, I can't find the stack of records that I was carrying around earlier in the week that I was going to use for the show this week. Darn it, anyway. Well, that's the way it goes. Not only that, I'm sitting here, you know, and I got the computer, and I got a wireless mouse that recharges. And it said, hey, your wireless mouse is almost dead. So I was like, well, I better plug that little Hummer in. And it said I had 3% power, which is not very much. And now it stopped mousing at all. I think I got no power. So now I got to figure out how to plug in the old one that has a wire. If you can imagine that. I got to crawl behind the computer, plug that sucker in. We'll see if I can't pull that off while you listen to Whoopi John and the boys doing the West Wind Polka. There you go, Whoopi John and the boys. That's the West Wind Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I did it, by the way. Well, you were listening to that Whoopi John record there. I actually managed to unpower on the wireless mouse, plug it into the charging gizmo cord, and find an old-school mouse that's got a wire on it, and thread it back through the thing and around the thing over there to the other thing and get it into the back of the computer. I only bashed it into the turntable once, and the record didn't even skip, so I'm considering that to be a miracle. And now I'm running on the mouse with a wire on it. We'll see how that works. I know it's working because it lights up, so that's encouraging. Let's see. Oh, it's the Impala's Polka Band over here on turntable number 2 and the Everybody Dance Polka. We'll be right back. you have it there, the Everybody Dance Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Don't forget about the World of Accordions Museum. I actually found myself in Superior, Wisconsin last week. And unfortunately, they were not open. Because they're only open a few days a week right now. And I was kind of bummed out about that because I was hoping to get in there. And count to see really how many accordions they have on display. Because it's like somewhere between 1,000 and 1,000,000. No, it's like 1,300, I guess it is now. And I wanted to get in there and check it out, see how things are going. I haven't been to Superior for a few years again. And darn it, anyway, they weren't open the day we happened to be there. But you want to check them out? You can do so online. You can double-check the hours like I didn't. Well, I would have been in Superior anyway because I was there for another reason. But anyway, check them out, World of Accordions. Like 1,400 accordions on display. I mean, you can count them all if you want, but I find that to be an awful lot of work. And, of course, all their historical information and memorabilia and educational stuff, as well as things like the gift store, the gift shop, the accordion and repair technician school, and all sorts of great stuff. Check them out. If nothing else, punch them up online, all right? worldofaccordions.org is where they're at. Here's one from Dean Hansen. It says, right, Dean Hansen and his accordions. I hope he's not playing them all at one time, because that would be a pretty heavy gig. This is Dean's Polka Medley.
Pivo, pivo, pivo červený. Pivo, pivo, pivo červený. Proto pivo bude pít, až já budu hrobně hnit. Pivo, pivo, pivo červený.
Oh, man, my turn already. That seemed like it got here fast. I was cheating a little bit because I was looking at feed from the Minnesota State Fair where the Funtime Band was playing, and I was sneaking a peek while you were listening to Dean Hansen sing Dean's Polka Medley here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yes, I was cheating a little bit, and depending when you're listening to this, the Minnesota State Fair could be over, and it's just ridiculous. But anyway, I almost went for another waltz already, but it's way too early for that. Here's the Hopeless Polka with Albert Mikish on the Oompa Hour. All right, there you go. Albert Minkus there, the Hopeless Polka. Sounded awfully peppy for being a hopeless, huh? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. And, man, I'm telling you, up here in northern Minnesota, the smoke from the fires closer to the border and up further up there, the Greenwood area and stuff. Holy cow, man. Those forest fires are just growing bigger and bigger, and the smoke that's messing with the rest of us is just getting thicker and thicker. And I really don't feel right complaining about the smoke, because there's people that having their cabins and houses burning down up there, and a lot of serious stuff going on. The fire guys are doing their thing, but they could use your good wishes, you know what I mean? Because, wow, we could use a little rain up here. It's been raining a little bit today, but not enough to do a lot. My question is, if there's a forest fire and it's raining, and I know you can't, like, yell back the right answer to me. If there's a forest fire, like a big forest fire, and it's raining, does the rain actually get to the ground? Or does it evaporate from the heat of the fire? Does it have to rain that hard that some of the rain gets through? Or does it, I don't know. It seems like a good question to me. I do not know the answer to that. Maybe I will find a fire person and find out and tell you next week. I won't remember. Y'all know that. Well, I told you I was kind of sneaking away here a little bit because there was a feat of the Funtime Band at the Minnesota State Fair a little bit ago. And I thought, well, I got Shemileski's record right here. Might as well play it. This is an older one, though. Here's the Top of the Hill Polka. There you go there. That's the Shemileskis and the Top of the Hill Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out. Glad you got the music. Glad you're dancing. I tell you, my grandson. It's an interesting story. My grandson got in the car with me. Grandson, yeah. I picked him up from school last week. And he got in the car. We started up the car. And a Molly B and Squeezebox Polka came on the stereo, and I know he doesn't generally go for that. He's only five, but he likes to listen to the song Surfing Bird. And he got to the car before we started the car. Can we listen to Surfing Bird, Grandpa? Sure. And so I started the car, and Molly B's song started, and I hit the next button right away, and I said, you probably don't want to hear the accordions. And he got really sad, and he's like, Grandpa, I liked that. So I was like, really? Now I have to figure out how to make the stereo go back to that, because it's on shuffle, and if you try to go back, it just shuffles to something else. But we finally found the Squeezebox song, and he made me play the Molly B. Polka song. What song was it? I can't remember now. Over 2.5 times between the school and home. So I don't know, it's only five. Is it hope for the youth of America? I don't know, to carry on the music. Sure, there's tons of young people out there playing. In fact, I was just looking at the Funtime Band. There were young people in that band, including a girl with a bass guitar with a stack of bass guitar speakers behind her. I was like, that speaker is looks like looking at a rock and roll band. It was like being at a Kiss concert, for Pete's sake. That amp and those speakers was taller than she was. But it sounded good, so there you go. Anyway, let's play a record. Shut up already. Joe Timmer in the orchestra. Here's the Mayday Oberic. All right, there you have it there, the Mayday, Oberic, Joe Timmer, and the orchestra. And you're listening to Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. This happens every week. Glad you happened to stumble upon us this week, or maybe you knew right where to go, huh? If you're watching, listening on a stream or the internet or a radio station or wherever you happen to be. Remember, you like to get in touch with us at the Oompa Hour. Call, email, text message, test message, mail, Facebook. We've got all that fancy stuff. You can call and leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985 if you have a request or a dedication. Or you could email oompahour@aol.com. Or you could Facebook us. Is that proper way to say that? Facebook us? Sounds like somebody hitting you in the head with a big fat dictionary. You want to Facebook us? Email is oompahour@aol.com. That's easy. And Facebook is facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of that's going to do the job, all right? Now, I was reading the back of this Elmer Scheid record here, and it says, pick it up here. It says, still got the cellophane on it, and this record has got to be like 60 years old. The address on it is Minneapolis 20, Minnesota. So it predates zip codes. And it's still got the cellophane on it. It says, something Elmer Scheid has not recorded is a schottische. One is included on this album. which means the first sentence is a lie because it says he has not recorded, but obviously he had recorded it, or he wouldn't have been able to write that it was on this album. He could have said had not previously recorded. I'm a stickler for details. It says whatever else he has done on records needs little comment. It's usually good. Usually. Maybe not always. There are some who insist it is unusually good. Anyway, so apparently this record from way back before the zip codes, but it does say stereo on it, so we know it's after 1958. Anyway, danger. The disc jockey is going off in all sorts of directions. We have no idea what's going on here. Please put on your seatbelts. So apparently until this point of this record, he had not recorded the Schottische. So that it seems to me like we would have to play the Schottische. It's on this record. So here's the Girls from Oland Schottische. Here's Elmer Scheid. There you have it, Elmer Scheid there, and apparently the first Schottische he ever recorded. That's the Girls from Oland Schottische here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Let's roll a crunchy old 45. Here's Johnny Lipinski and the orchestra and the Debbie Polka. Wow, and they quit, they quit. Johnny Lipinski and the orchestra, and that's the Debbie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Here, it's your old-time oldie show. Now, here's one I don't recall. It's the Michigan Lottery Polka, and it's by the Poachers. Are they making eggs or illegally hunting? I don't know. Anyway, here's the Poachers and the Michigan Lottery Polka. Hey, moms and dads, think of the fun your family can have with the new Lowry organ. That's what it reminded me of anyway. But you were dancing, I saw you. It says on the record that's the Poachers doing the Michigan Lottery Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another round. How about Eddie Zima and the Fruit Salad Polka? All right, there you have it there, Eddie Zima's Orchestra and the Fruit Salad Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I'm just kind of sitting here playing records this week. I'm taking it easy. I'm watching the clock so I remember to stop on time, which doesn't always happen, as some of you may be well aware. How about the Johnny Pecan Orchestra? Yes, I say, it's the old-timer's polka. I saw you dancing there with the Johnny Pecan Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I feel like I'm forgetting to tell you important things this week. I don't know. Let's see. We talked about the World of Accordions Museum. I told you how you can get in touch with us here with emails and phone calls and, I don't know, like stand on a corner with those orange flags and spell things out. I remember learning how to do that in Boy Scouts, which is an interesting thing to learn because the only time I ever had to learn it was for Boy Scouts. And that was, more than 50 years ago. And I have never had the need to get flags and spell things out with semaphores or whatever they are. But anyway, we've talked about Lil Wally before. The guy made about a billion records. And he had the Harmony Boys with him. Then he had the Lucky Harmony Boys. And then he had the World's Greatest Polka Band with him. And this one happens to be the Lucky Harmony Boys. I think the last few Lil Wally records we've been spinning on the show were just the regular Harmony Boys. These guys are especially lucky. And this one, you got to be careful when you introduce it to be sure you get the right number of la's in the title, because there's ooh la 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 la, that's this one. Then there's the ooh la la polka. You got to count your la's or you're going to get in trouble. We'll be right back.
model for me. Winter and summer, that isn't what I wanted from her.
Ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la
la la.
Hey!
Mi wodą na wszystkie strony. Raz, dwa, trzy, cztery. Portret zrabiany.
Ula la la la, ula la la la, ula la la.
Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How about a Myron Florin record? We don't get those very often. I got a bunch of them, but I always figure we saw a lot of him on the Lawrence Welk Show. He doesn't need to be on the Oompa Hour, but he had a lot of fans, man. Let's do a Baruska. Here's Myron Florin. Just see all those dancers swirling around there on the big dance floor in the Aragon Ballroom on the Lawrence Welk Show. Yeah, you can. There's Myron Florin here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Got Bernie Roberts and the orchestra coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, check them out online or whatever, because it's easy to do when you got the interweb sitting right there in front of your face. If you're like people, got the phone, they're staring in the phone, going, look at that, there's my kid. Anyway, we got a few more tunes to go here on the Oompa Hour for another week. Glad you're hanging in there, I promise you. Bernie Roberts in the orchestra. Here's Pretty Red Wing. Yo, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, Pretty Red Wing. On Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad you've been able to spend an hour here, listen to the records with me. And, of course, we will do it again next week. Are we going to fit in one more song or two? Suddenly, I feel like Clint Eastwood. To tell you the truth, I've kind of lost count. Do you feel lucky? I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Here's the Hickory Polka with Ray Champa and his Polka Champs. All right, we can squeeze it in here. I feel like I owe you a waltz. I mean, we opened with a waltz. Let's close the show with a waltz. That means no waltzes in the middle. But I had to find a short record. I got just time to squeak in the Rangers waltz from the Polka Padre. So let's do that on the way out, shall we? See, I kind of figured I owed you a waltz. We didn't have one in the middle of the show. We opened with a waltz, and then we closed with a waltz. No waltzing in the middle, though. I know, somewhere there's an Oreo joke in there, but it's just not coming to me, huh? Anyway, I think we got this sucker handled for another week. I got to figure out what I did with that stack of records I lost track of since last week. Yikes!
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Super Hour, produced at the studios of KEDS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!